Epistle of Hebrews. The epistle, we don't know who wrote it, but it's written to the Hebrews. Okay, 15. You go to chapter 4, verse 15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, these words that we hear day in, day out, we pray will not arise against us on the judgment day in the mighty name of Jesus. For we shall not be just listeners. We shall not be just readers. We shall be doers of your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this morning, let your word come with power. Let your word come with anointing. Let your word come with deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. I hide myself behind the cross. I will not speak of myself. Father, we will speak of you. You will give us ears that we hear, hearts that we discern your word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word that we hear day in, day out will not arise against us on the judgment day. In the mighty name of Jesus. Title this morning is, we have all sinned. We have all sinned. But the joy of it, the joy of it is found in that Bible passage that we read. Hebrews 4:15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Infirmities. But was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. That is what makes the difference between Christ and us. But because Christ has come and has taken all the sins away, he's now commanded us in 16, says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may do what? Obtain mercy. If you don't come boldly, you can't obtain mercy. If you don't come with faith, you can't obtain mercy. If you don't come with understanding of the word, you cannot obtain mercy. Some of us, we fall into sin instead of coming to God with faith, with boldness. You know, as at that time, we run away. This time we'll be telling you two want to pray. You that did this yesterday. And you see them running away. And that's what the enemy wants. You know. But when we come boldly, what do we have? We obtain mercy. We find grace in the help of need, to help in time of need. And Jesus himself confirmed this. You know? We'll be wondering, we have not stopped talking about sin. Why? Because we are sinners. Jesus himself confirmed it. Coming as a man on earth, somebody calling good. What did he tell him? A disciple, Mark 10:18. He told the disciple, why do you call me good? No one is good, but one, that is God. Even as I have come with the body of flesh among you, I am not without sin. That's what Christ says. Though he never committed a single sin. But because he has come in another with the Adamic nature, David in Psalm 51 said, in sin, my mother conceived me. We are all conceived in sin. We are born in sin. So if we say we are not sinners, we make him a liar. There's none good but one, and that person is God. And I told you the foundation of sin, evil, is in sin. Psalm 51, verse 5. Behold, I was shaping in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. So we need not argue about our sinful nature, which continually prop up to enslave us, you know, and is committed to draw us away from God. We need not argue about that. John 1:8. If we say we have no sin, what do? We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Job 25, verse 4. How then can man be justified with God? That's Job now, arguing in his argument with his friend. How can a man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman? Verse 5. I'm reading Job 25, verse 4 and 5. Verse 5 says, behold, even to the moon and it shineth, yet the stars are not pure in his sight. How much less that is a worm and the son of man, which is a worm. So God referred to us as worm because of the frailty of human nature. And I'll give you three reasons. Number one, there is none pure, not even the best nature color produced by man. We are all familiar with that Bible passage that says, even our so-called righteousness is like what? Number two, there is the iniquity that suddenly prompts us to corrupt and make us wretched. So even when you said, oh, I have fasted, I have prayed, I did not go on the internet this week, I did not do this simply because I want to be holy. The tendency to commit sin is there. Just a mere, somebody will just talk to you and then you talk back in anger. That's all. Or when you are driving on the street and somebody just suddenly crosses you, unprepared word will have come out of my mouth before I realize that you are a pastor, you are saying this. Can you create a fly? And you are saying this unprinted word to a fellow human being simply because it crosses you. Then I start asking for forgiveness. This is somebody who is fasting, who has prayed that, I'm not going to commit any sin today. As I'm going to walk today, I'm going to be holy. Somebody just crosses you on the street unexpectedly. What type of foolish person is this? Look at how this one is driving like a fool. Oh, man. I've committed it. Paul! He says, look at what Paul says. Right? The will to resist evil is always there in us. But we always find ourselves drawn to evil. The will to resist evil is there. But we always find ourselves drawn to it. Paul said, inasmuch as I love to do good things, I find myself doing what? Evil. So, as worm easily destroyed by salt, contact with the harshness of the environment and man, so is man by sin. Contact, with the harshness of the environment, just living in this environment, can make us to become sinful. We are unprotected because sin easily besets and breaks the protective spirit of God's edge in our lives. However, we need not fear because God understands our frailty as worms. He calls us worms. W-O-R-M. And as the worms are protected by design of the body and chemistry to leave even the harshest environment, so God has committed himself to protect us as well for those of us who believe in him. And that's why you read in Isaiah 41 verse 10. Isaiah 41 verse 10. He said, fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help ye. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Verse 13 says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. 14 says, fear not, thou womb Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, said the Lord, and thy Redeemer, said the Lord, and thy Redeemer, and thy Holy One of Israel. So there's that assurance there. God will help each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. God understands our frailty, you know. So we need not fear God. We need not fear, because God is God of long suffering. The fact that we are alive today gives us hope. We have hope because Jesus is our intercessor and our redeemer. We have the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We need grace to understand that we should not run from God when we sin against him, because only God imputes sin. Only God understands the circumstances and the nature of sin. We need a humble heart to acknowledge our sins like David and to prefer to fall into his hands, God's hands, than into Satan's hand that smashes us as a helpless worm. We will not fall into the hand of Satan in the mighty name of Jesus. Leviticus, let's look at Leviticus 26, 40. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespass against me, and that also they will work, and that also they have worked contrary unto me, 41, and that I also have worked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept the punishment of their iniquity, what's going to happen? 46, 42, that's Leviticus 26, 42 now. Then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, also my covenant with Isaac, also my covenant with Abraham, will I remember? And I will remember the land. You are the land. God says he will remember you. And you will be remembered in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the land. God says he will forgive you. And he will forgive you your sins in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the land. God says he will protect you. And he will protect you from these earthly sins in the mighty name of Jesus. But we must come to him. The question is God committed to forgive? The answer is yes. In fact, he has already forgiven. We need the Spirit of God to serve him. We need the Spirit of God to flee from sin. Paul, he never imagined he was a sinner. When he encountered Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, to him he was an holy person. It's happening now too. The Boko Haram people killing people. Do they think they are committing any sin? No. For them, they are doing the work of God. Yeah. That's exactly who Paul was. After he has taken part in the execution of Stephen, he went to the high priest, give me permission. Let me go to all the surrounding cities. Anyone I found preaching or talking about the name of Jesus, let me bring him bound to you people and pass judgment on him. And you know the type of judgment they found on those such people? They stoned them to death. He never realized he was a sinner. We need our eyes of understanding opened by grace to understand and to seek God. Only God sets the time for redemption. Only God predestinated people. He ordained everyone for purpose and choose the life path for each of us to get back to him. Saul was chasing the donkey of his father when he found Samuel. Paul was chasing after believers to meet Jesus Christ in a dramatic manner. Peter and his brother and his friends, Peter, Andrew, James, John, what were they doing? Like most disciples, they were chasing materials, money, seeking to find food and rest when they met Jesus. Many that were healed went through the painful consequence of sin to find Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Mark 2:17, when Jesus had it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but who? You and I. Sinners. To what? To repentance. They accused him. You call yourself a rabbi. You call yourself a holy one. You call yourself a son of God. And you are mingling with all these useless, reckless, boneless sinners all over the place. And he told them, yes, it is because of them that I have come. And if Jesus did not condemn you, don't condemn yourself. So we must not condemn ourselves because we have sinned. Rather, we must let his fear consume and seek us. You know, his fear must consume us. And when that fear consumes us, we seek him in humble heart to repent. That's what David did. He's the one who will determine the time of our freedom and strengthen to make way to sustain our life in Christ. Glory be to God. Unfortunately, what happened? There are, and are still many, that the Spirit of God did not or may not find at present. Yeah. We have many kings in Israel that never repented. We have Ahab, never repented. These are descendants of David, descendants of Jacob. They never repented. Ahab, Jeroboam, Joash, Aaron, Judas Iscariot, the Eli's children, and so on and so forth. Eli's children. So therefore, do not lose focus on God with Jesus Christ as our mediator. Only Jesus Christ gives grace. Only Jesus Christ gives mercy. Romans chapter 6, verse 1. Says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. 7. Romans 6, verse 7. For he that is dead is free from sin. You will hear some people, oh, let's pray for the dead. You don't need, the dead doesn't need any prayer anymore. It's gone. Okay, we are going to. You know, when I was in White Garment Church, there was this special prayer that was held 7 days. Prayer and fasting. Continuously. I don't do continuous, you know. But I normally join them, normal. 7 days. And at the end of the 7 day, during the prayers, one of the visioners, Aaron, we call them, stood up. He said, all those who partook in these prayers and fasting, all their dead relations that are in hell, God has forgiven them. As young as I was, I queried that visioner in my heart. Although I didn't go to him and say, are you sure of what you say when you say you are in the spirit? Is that not contrary to the word of God? It is appointed unto man to die, but after that, so all those bringing dead body to the house of prayer, Turari, it's useless. It's gone. We, every word that is going to be said at that funeral service is for those of us that are alive. That's what the Bible is telling us here. 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead unto sin. Let's be dead unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. 12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Say amen. For you are not under the law, but under grace. 15. What then? What shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace. Paul says, God forbid. So in conclusion this morning, brethren, Romans 9, let's read from 14. What shall we conclude then? I'm reading the Amplified Version now. Is there injustice upon God's part? Certainly not. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion, that is pity, on whom I will have compassion. So then, God's gift is not a question of human will or human effort, but of God's mercy. It depends not on one's own willingness, nor on his strenuous exertion as in running a race, but on God's having mercy on him, on you and I. That mercy of God will not depart from you and I in the mighty name of Jesus. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, I have raised you up for this very purpose of displaying my power in you, so that my name may be proclaimed the whole world over. Father, that's a prayer point. Do not raise me, Father, to be a scapegoat. Yeah, Pharaoh was raised so that God can use him as a scapegoat. So then he has mercy on whom he will, and he hardens, that is, he makes stubborn and unyielding the heart of whomsoever he wills. Can you imagine that? You will say to me, why then does he still find fault and blame us for sinning? For who can resist and understand his will, and withstand his will? 20. But who are you, a mere man, to criticize and contradict and answer back to God? Will what is formed say to him what that formed it? Why have you made me thus? Has the potter no right over the clay to make out of the same mass one vessel for beauty and distinction and honorable use, another for menial or ignoble and dishonorable use? God is the potter. We are the clay. For the joy of it today is that we have been accepted as his children. And because of that, we have that honor to go to God at all times and say, Father, have mercy on me. Let's be on our feet this morning. Let's go to God. Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy. I know I am a sinner. The Sunday school has been teaching us what follows at the ends of time. And the Bible says it can come at any time. Is my heart so clean that if it comes today, I am sure of heaven? Lord, have mercy on me. Your word says you will have mercy on whom you will have mercy on. Compassion on whom you have compassion on. It is you who show mercy. Therefore, make me a candidate of thy compassion this morning. In the mighty name. Go ahead and talk to God. Remember the word of God. Seek ye first his kingdom, and every other thing shall be added. Let's seek the kingdom of God this morning and all his righteousness. Everything that you need will be added. Everything. Let's have a clean heart this morning. Ask God to wash you. Father, wash me clean. I'm not worthy to stand before you. Wash me clean. Forgive me my sins. It is true we are operating under grace. But shall we, because of that, continue to sin and expect grace to abound? The Bible says, God forbid it. Have mercy on me, Lord. I cried unto you this morning. Be merciful unto me and my generation. Lord, be merciful unto me and my generation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help me. Be merciful unto me. Be merciful. According to your word, Father, if I seek your righteousness, every other thing shall be added unto me. I have come to seek of your righteousness this morning. Father, I don't want to go back as I have come. Cleanse me of my sins. Make me whole, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Make me whole. Make me whole, Lord. Make me whole. Pray. Pray, pray, pray. Ask for that wholeness. Healing. I love you, Lord. I thank you for what you have done for me. Make me whole. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed.